From McPherson College, Evan Morrison. Morrison struck out back in the first through a five-pitch walk in his last plate appearance in the third. First pitch, low and in, a fastball from Rodriguez at 90 miles an hour is called a strike. Mazzocc on deck, Finn to follow for these Bucks in this nothing-nothing battle. A one foul tip into the glove. Arm side action from Rodriguez. That one's on the outer third at 88. It's 0-2 on the Bucks' second baseman. Hands at the belt, first base side of the rubber, the 0-2. That one misses out in the right-handed batter's box for ball one on Morrison. For the Rafters, 8-9-1, due up in the bottom half of the fifth. Righty-lefty-righty, Bryson Stripling, Mason Onati, and Miles Vandenhoevel. The 1-2. Swing and a miss on the off-speed delivery. Punch out for Rodriguez. A 1-2-3. First inning as a Raptor here in the fifth. We head to the bottom of the frame. Nothing-nothing the score. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on your official home for Raptors Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom five, your voice of the Raptors, Andy Ockham here with you on WFHR. It's a nothing-nothing ball game between your Raptors and the Waterloo Bucks from your historic Witter Field. Bryson Stripling, the right-handed hitting catcher, will step into the batter's box for the Raptors to begin this home half of the fifth inning. Stripling's 0-for-1. He ended the second inning with a strikeout against the right-hander for Waterloo, who's still throwing into this ballgame. That's Jacob Phillips. Onati on deck, Vandenhoevel to follow in this scoreless ballgame. First pitch to Stripling is fouled away. Noah Rodriguez in the top half of the fifth, piggybacking off his collegiate teammate Arnon Mulamekic, who threw four scoreless for the Raptors tonight. Rodriguez had a 1-2-3 top half of the fifth inning, which was concluded with a strikeout of the leadoff hitter in this Waterloo order, Evan Morrison. The 0-1 to Stripling. A breaking ball that's there for a called strike. It's now nothing in two. You're looking at Phillips. Guy who was up and down at the collegiate level this year. He's been sharp thus far tonight. The 0-2 misses high to Stripling. The lone hit for Waterloo came to lead off the top half of the third. It was a base hit from the eight-hole hitter, the third baseman, John Willie. Got two hits on the Wisconsin Rapids side, as well as the 1-2 to Stripling is swung on and missed. Second strikeout for Stripling tonight. And it's the third punch out for the right-hander, Phillips. It'll be Mason Onati now, 0-for-1. He led off the third with a ground out to the second baseman, Morrison. Vandenhoevel in the top of the order for Wisconsin Rapids, looming in the on-deck circle. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Onati's a breaking ball. Creeps back in on the back door and is called a strike. The two hits for the Raptors tonight. A two-out single for Jack Matthew the other way in the first. Max McGuire's leadoff double in the home half of the fourth. Ohnati puts a bunt down on the 0-1, coming off the mound to get it as Phillips. He'll fire to first in time. Heisen hauls it in to get Ohnati. Two up, two down for Phillips here in the fifth. For Miles Vandenhoevel, his third plate appearance tonight, still looking for his first official at-bat of the evening. Drew a six-pitch walk in the first. Walked in a lengthy plate appearance back in the third most recently. Phillips set. First pitch to the second baseman's a breaking ball, and it's a beauty. It's called a strike. Boston on deck. McGuire to follow. And on the pitch clock, an 0-1 count on Vandenhoevel. Phillips' next pitch misses high. 2-3-4, do it for the Bucks. The top of the sixth, it'll go lefty-righty-lefty. Mazok, the DH, Finn, the left fielder, and the catcher, Brendan Hudson. 1-1 to Vandenhoevel is a fastball pulled low and out for ball two. Vandenhoevel looking to get on with two down here in the fifth. Scoreless ball game at historic Winterfield. 2-1 pitch hit in the air to left field, and it struck well. Back is Finn at the wall. It's going to one-hop the fence. Vandenhoevel on his high horse. He'll slide feet first into second safely. The second extra base hit for the Raptors tonight is a two-out double for Miles Vandenhoevel here in the bottom of the fifth. And with Trotter Boston stepping in now, two outs. Vandenhoevel's got wheels out on second. A ball that touches the outfield grass will surely score the Raptors' second baseman. Boston, a pair of 4-6-3 double plays he's hit into tonight back in innings number 1 and 3. The most recent one was an inning-ending twin killing. First pitch to the Raptors shortstop's a breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike. McGuire on deck, Matthew to follow. Two of the bats that provide some thump in this Raptor order awaiting in the wings. The 0-1. Another breaking ball. Doubling up on it is Phillips, and he gets another called strike from the home plate umpire, Tom Purchase. Boston in the hole at nothing in two. Vandenhoevel on second. Mills the shortstop working in behind him. The payoff from Phillips, tapped foul by Boston. Looking at Boston, mentioned earlier in the ballgame, he reached all four times. He stepped into the batter's box an evening ago. Making four out of the five times, a sixth inning strikeout was his lone out recorded of the evening. The next 0-2 to Trotter. Cracked in the air down the right field line. It is foul. A well-hit ball by Boston. But it rolls out near the Waterloo bullpen. We'll have to do the 0-2 yet again. The Roswell, New Mexico native and Tabor College Blue Jay steps back into the left-handed batter's box and awaits his next 0-2 pitch. Out away, out in front of the Raptor dugout again. A good fight showed here by Trotter Boston. It's nice to see all the Raptor fans piling into the ballpark here on Thirsty Thursday. We got a fireworks show tomorrow night to wrap out the four-game homestand. Wind blowing heavily in tonight here at Winterfield. The next 0-2 to Boston misses high. Racking up the pitch count of Phillips here in his fifth inning of work. Jacob looking to go five scoreless against these Raptors. This will be his 85th pitch of the ballgame right here to the Raptor shortstop. Here it comes. Hit in the air. Down into right field. That'll hit the batting cage down the right field line beyond the Waterloo bullpen. Count remains 1-2. Two of the three hits, as mentioned, from Wisconsin Rapids tonight being extra base hits. A couple of two-baggers in this inning from Vandenhoobel with two outs and a leadoff double in the fourth from Max McGuire. Boston looking to bring him home here. The next 1-2 will be interrupted with a pickoff move from Phillips over to Mills, checking in on Vandenhoobel at second base. Eight on the pitch clock. The next 1-2 misses out in the right-handed batter's box. Boston's worked the count even at 2-2. Boston spending 48 games going to battle for the Tabor College Blue Jays at the NAIA level this past year. Game four here is a Raptor in this 2024 summer season. The next 2-2, breaking ball, got him swinging. A lengthy battle is won by the pitcher Phillips, and a two-out double from Miles Vandenhoobel is all the Raptors can muster here in the fifth. We remain scoreless as we head to the top of the sixth inning. 2-3-4, due up for Waterloo here at Witter Field. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on the official home of Wisconsin Rapids Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Noah Rodriguez out for his second inning of work as a Raptor. We have a scoreless ball game here at Witter Field in the top of the sixth. Andy Ockham on your official home of the Raptors, serving as your voice here on WFHR, locally grown radio. 2-3-4, do it for the Bucks in this away half of the sixth inning. Zachary Mazok, the left-handed hitting DH, will step in. He's 0-2 thus far. Rodriguez, the right-hander, a New Jersey native, fires. That's called a strike on the inside corner. 10 pitches is all Rodriguez needed in the fifth inning. Three unassisted, a ground out over to the first baseman, Biserto, then a line out to Biserto. Was active in that frame. And then a strikeout of the leadoff man, Evan Morrison, in this buck order to retire the side. The 0-1 misses down and out to even up the count at 1-1 on Mazok. Mazok did the catching for Waterloo last night. Gets a break from behind the dish, just has to worry about swinging the bat here tonight as the 1-1 foul back. It's now 1-2. Thin on deck, Hudson to follow. No runs on a hit and no errors for the Bucks, looking for their first win of the season. And for your Raptors, looking for win number three, no runs on three hits and an error. Rodriguez is 1-2. He got him swinging. He went off speed on the outside corner. Mazok chases back-to-back punchouts for Rodriguez. He's retired the first four batters he's seen tonight. It's Luke Finn out of the three hole. Finn reached on an error back in the first, but was then picked off by Arnaud Mulumekic. Finn then struck out swinging against the starting southpaw of the Raptors to retire the side in the third. First pitch in there for a called strike. Finn check swing, had his hands tied on an 89-mile-an-hour delivery from Rodriguez. Doesn't matter. Crew chief Tom Purchase was calling that thing a strike all the way. The 0-1. Inside corner again. Making him uncomfortable is Rodriguez. He gets another called strike. It's quickly 0-2. One down here in the frame. Rodriguez gets the sign from Stripling and the nod of approval. The next delivery. Foul tip off the tip of the glove of Stripling into the screen, protecting the home plate glove down in front of us. The count remains 0-2. A fitting song to be played here at the yard, with it being Thirsty Thursday, as the next 0-2 misses down in the dirt and blocked by Stripling for ball one. Rodriguez, the 5'11 right-hander, hailing from Cliffside Park, New Jersey, will bring the 1-2 home here. Fastball misses high for ball two. The Siena College pitchers have looked smooth so far tonight as the next 2-2 misses downstairs. Ulemekic got the start, the third straight lefty to toe the rubber to begin a ballgame for the Rafters. Going four innings, allowing one hit and not a run, but did walk four and punched out three in his 70 pitches. On the Bucks side, the only pitcher to throw for them thus far has been their starter, the right-hander Jacob Phillips. The 3-2. That one misses inside from ball four. Finn works at 0-2 to a six-pitch walk to put a runner on first with just one out here in the sixth. Bring up the left-handed hitting catcher, Brennan Hudson. Phillips has worked five scoreless on the Bucks side. 87 pitches, allowing three hits, walking four and striking out four. Hudson most recently drew a seven-pitch walk to lead off the fourth, also popped out to the second baseman, Vandenhoevel, to begin the second. Dancing off first, the runner takes off. That one misses low and outside. The throw down from Stripling to second takes Boston well off the bag. Finn will slide in head first safely. Runner out, scoring position with just one down for the Bucks, looking to break this scoreless tie here in the top of the sixth. Rodriguez set the 1-0. Hit up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. McClanahan coming in on it. Runner getting waved around from third. The throw home will go through. It's not in time. Trying to take second on the throw to the dish is Finn. He is off the bag and is called out. Vandenhoevel, the second baseman, stuck with the tag, so it will go down as an RBI single for Hudson. Finn comes in to score. Waterloo strikes first tonight. It's 1-0 Bucks with two down here in the top of the sixth. Nobody on and two down. It's the right-handed hitting right fielder, Larry Edwards Jr. Edwards Jr. is 0-for-2 today, struck out swinging to begin his ball game in the second. Most recently flew out to the right fielder, Matthew, in the fourth. Have a conversation between the third base coach of the Bucks and the first base umpire Juan Rodriguez about the call at second. Now all three umpires will meet in between Holman third out on the infield grass. Once again, if you're coming to visit the Rafters this summer from out of town, come out to Winter Field. Fantastic place to watch a ball game. It's some good baseball to be played at that. You can see Kirk Schreider's Rafters all summer long, but you're going to need a place to stay, and there's no better place to stay than the Cobblestone Hotel in Tweeta, Wisconsin Rapids. They offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-leg companions. Big city quality, small-town values. Bring your dogs, bring your cats, bring the whole family this summer to Wisconsin Rapids and Raptors baseball by staying at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Meeting has been adjourned. And an overturned call. Juan Rodriguez calling the runner at second safe. And now Kirk Schreider having a conversation with the third base umpire Frankie Gonzalez and the crew chief Tom Purchase. And he is heated right now. So Hudson will stay at second on the overturned call. Still just one out in the inning. Larry Edwards will have a runner out in scoring position to work with for the Bucs, looking to extend their new 1-0 lead. Right-handed hitting Edwards steps in. Rodriguez gets the sign. That knock from Hudson, the second of the evening from Waterloo. A first pitch fastball from Noah Rodriguez misses high for a ball. 88 on the gun. From the first man out of the bullpen tonight for Mike Spears' coaching staff. The 1-0. That one misses up and out. 2-0 the count on Edwards. Heisen's on deck. Williams to follow. Vandenhoevel, the second baseman, working behind the runner. 2-0. A shallow fly ball into center. McClanahan calling off Vandenhoevel. He'll slide on his knees to make the grab for the second out of the frame. McClanahan, the captain of the outfield, calling off everyone and having to leave his feet to make that catch. Two down here in the sixth for the first baseman, Marcus Heisen. Heisen's 0 for 1 today, and this will be his third plate appearance. First pitch from Rodriguez. Misses out. Heisen drew a 7-pitch walk to begin his night in the second. Most recently flew out to the center fielder McClanahan in the fourth. Rodriguez set. Couple looks back at the runner at second, the 1-0. This one popped in the air, shallow left center. The shortstop, Boston, out above everyone and calling off the entire premises to make the catch. Bucks score the first run of tonight's ballgame on an RBI single from Brendan Hudson. They lead it by that score. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Winter Field. 3-4-5 to it for the Raptors. Max McGuire, Jack Matthey, and Nobar Becerto on your official home for Raptors baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Some tug of war in between innings as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Talking up here in the press box, that might be the longest tug of war battle I've ever seen in my time. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here on WFHR. It's a 1-0 Waterloo Buck Lee. The visitors scoring the run's first ball game in the top half of this inning, but the Raptors are going to look to get it back right now. 3-4-5 to up. The starting pitcher for Waterloo, Jacob Phillips, remains on the hill, and he gets Max McGuire for the third time here tonight. out of the three hole and serving as the DH in his second game in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to him. This is low for a ball. McGuire, 1-for-1 in two plate appearances today, drew a walk on four pitches back in the first, most recently led off the fourth with a double. His third extra base hit is a rafter. The 1-0. This is up for ball two. McGuire, the Irvine, California native, got off a plane just hours before first pitch last night. Two extra base hits, including a bases-clearing grand slam with two down in the third, capping a five-run bottom half of the third inning. Phillips goes breaking ball 2-0, and it misses inside. It's now 3-0 on Max McGuire. McGuire from the right side, looking to continue his productivity for this Raptor club, the 3-0. Off-speed, missing low and out. His second four-pitch walk drawn tonight. He's aboard to lead off this sixth inning. Jack Matthey's also been aboard both times he has stepped into the box today. Matthey, a base hit back in the first, walked on five pitches in the fourth. Prior to his plate appearance, though, the field manager of the Bucs, Daryl Handelsman, out of the dugout, will make a call to the bullpen here after Max McGuire draws a leadoff walk. Nate, 91 pitches for Jacob Phillips. His day is done. After five-plus innings, he's on the hook for McGuire on first base. Raptors trail it 1-0. We'll be back in a couple minutes for this pitching change from historic Winter Field. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about current...
Hi, it's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Raptors baseball back here in the bottom of the sixth inning, a pitching change. Mid-inning for the Waterloo Bucks brings on the left-hander Isaiah Berkland. Andy Ockham on WFHR, his first pitch. The Raptors cleanup hitter Jack Matthey is called a strike. Berkland, the 5'11 lefty from Iowa Central Community College, the redshirt sophomore and an Iowa native, made his first appearance of the season back on opening day, the 5-2 loss to the Wilmer Stingers. A one grounded foul by Matthey down the first base line. The Raptor right fielder sits in the hole, nothing and two. And that outing for Berkland through two innings, allowed two hits, no runs, no walks, and a punch out, facing eight Stinger batters. McGuire on first after drawing a leadoff walk against the starter Jacob Phillips. Phillips responsible for McGuire out on first. A pickoff move to check in on McGuire. This one gets away from the first baseman Heisen. Max will go first to second without a throw. Ground ball in the infield. Double play eliminated here with Matthew in the box. He's got a runner out in scoring position with nobody out in a 1-0 Raptor deficit in this bottom half of the sixth inning. As mentioned, Matthey has reached twice today, had the first hit of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids with two down, a base hit to right field in the bottom of the first. Most recently walked on 5 pitches in the 4th. Kirkland's 0-2. Matthew hits this one in the air to right field. Edwards Jr. back, heading near the track, at the wall. That ball is out of here. Oppo Taco Jack Matthew. Raptors get their first lead of the night. It is 2-1 Wisconsin Rapids. And that was going to be my yard card pick tonight. I said it was going to be Matthew or McGuire. It is Matthew to leave the yard. Griffin Furkus has collected his home run selection tonight on the board. And the Raptors lead it with still nobody out in this bottom half of the 6th inning. Home run horn, as you could hear at Witter Field, going off as soon as Matthew touched home plate. Lefty on lefty battle as we resume play. First pitch from Berkland to Pacerto is called a strike. Second home run for the Raptors in as many days and of the season. Fourth hit is a big one for Wisconsin Rapids tonight. The 0-1, Pacerto swings right through that one. It's now nothing and two. For the Raptors, that duo at the dish of McGuire and Matthew will be fun to watch this season. Single-handedly giving Wisconsin Rapids the lead in game two of this series with the Bucks as the 0-2 to Pacerto misses out for ball one. 345 feet off the bat of Matthew, going the other way. Over and out for the cleanup hitter in Wisconsin Rapids order. 1-2. That one misses out as well. A carbon copy of the delivery there from Berkland. Count evens 2-2. Two-two the count. Nobody out, nobody on. Raptors lead it. Here in the bottom of the 6th, the payoff. On the outside corner, got him looking. Pacerto down looking for the second time in as many at-bats for the first out of this frame. It'll bring up the right-handed hitting left fielder in his first game as a Raptor from Saddleback College, Jake Beauchesne. McClanahan on deck, tripling to follow as we get to the bottom half of this Raptor order. First pitch, misses high. Obviously, the Northwoods League have a lot of guys coming in and out from all different parts of the country at all different collegiate levels, meeting in one place for one common goal. The 1-0 misses outside. A couple common goals, I should say. Obviously, wanting to develop themselves out of collegiate season, get themselves more reps at a high level, more looks as well, and competing as a team to try and win Northwoods League Championship. The 2-0, called strike on a fastball, shooting the knees, going middle is the left-hander Berkland on Jake Beauchesne. Beauchesne's 0 for 2 today, a ground out to the second baseman Morrison to begin his Raptor career in the second, popped out to the shortstop Mills in the 4th as the 2-1 misses high for ball 3. Perfect hitter's count here for Beauchesne. He's looking for one pitch and one pitch only, the 3-1. That one misses outside for ball 4, a 5-pitch walk drawn, the second issued of the inning by Waterloo Pitching. Beauchesne out on the base paths for the first time as a Raptor. Bring up Tyler McClanahan looking for his first hit of the night. He's 0 for 2. Grounded out to the first baseman Heisen, who flipped it over to Phillips, covering the bag in time in the second. Most recently flew out the other way to the left fielder Finn to end the 4th inning. McClanahan, the Alabama State Hornet, will face his first left-handed pitcher tonight with one down. First pitch, McClanahan, slow dribbler the other way to third. Glove by Willie, throw to second to try and get the fielder's choice, gets under the glove of Morrison and into shallow right center field. Everybody is safe. Advancing to third is Jake Beauchesne. They're on the corners with just one down here in the 6th. And it'll bring up the catcher, Bryson Stripling. Stripling hitless tonight, a pair of punch-outs to end the 2nd and to begin the 5th. People up here in the press box saying Stripling due for a knock, and he's got a runner 90 feet away. First error of the night issued to Waterloo. Right-handed hitting Stripling. First pitch from Birking. And there for a called strike. Grayson Schaefer, the BYU product, has grabbed the bat. He's in the on-deck circle. Would be hitting in Mason Onati's spot. The 0-1 pitch, a breaking ball from the southpaw. Birkland is fouled away and off the grandstands here at Winter Field. It's nothing in two on the North Georgia product, Bryson Stripling. Phillips's line is done now on the Waterloo side. McGuire being his earned run that he gave up off that Jack Matthew long ball. 91 pitches for the right-hander and 5-plus innings of work to begin his 2024 summer. The 0-2 on the inside corner got him looking. Stripling down for the third time tonight. It's a huge second out for Birkland in this Bucks defense here in the bottom of the sixth. And it is Grayson Schaefer, number 58 of the Raptors, getting his number announced by the home plate umpire, Tom Purchase. He'll hit for the third baseman, Mason Onati. Making his appearance in the ballgame here in the sixth. Did not play last night, did Schaefer, but got the nod at first base on opening day and in the second game against the Dock Spiders. Hit cleanup on Monday, hit seventh on Tuesday. First pitch to him. That one misses low and out for a ball. The right-handed hitting Boise, Idaho native, 6'4". A powerful presence in the right-handed batter's box. The 1-0. Birkland works a fastball in there for a called strike. Top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel. It'll be the fourth time around awaiting in the on-deck circle. The 1-1. Runner takes off to second. That one misses low for a ball. Throw is going to go down to second. Tag on McClanahan is in time. Hudson catches him stealing. That'll retire the side, but Jack Maffey, his first home run of the summer, going Oppo Taco to give the Raptors the lead. We're through six here at Winter Field. 2-1 the score. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on your official home of Raptors Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh already here at historic Winter Field. The Raptors in the bottom half of the sixth gained their first lead of tonight's ballgame against the Waterloo Bucks. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's ballgame, whether you're listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or back home for me in the Chicagoland area on the Civic Media app. All my family and friends tuning in, thank you so much. And for all the Raptor fans, it's been a pleasure to be here in Wisconsin Rapids these last couple of weeks. I've settled in nicely and I'm pumped for a full summer of Raptors baseball. Noah Rodriguez, the right-hander, back out on the hill, fires a first-pitch ball on the outside corner to the Bucks center fielder, Jay Williams. Jack Matthews, two-run opposite field shot in the bottom of the sixth inning. First runs put up by Wisconsin Rapids today in their first lead. 1-0 pitch, Williams puts a bunt down the third baseline. It is foul. Count evens 1-1. A run on two hits and two errors for Waterloo, and for your Raptors, two runs on four hits in an error. That's where we stand so far in tonight's ballgame. Raptors looking to make it two in a row and a sweep of the Bucks and move to 3-1 on the season. Williams, Willie, Mills, 7-8-9, lefty-righty-righty do up in this frame for the visitors. The 1-1 to Williams. That one's there on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 1-2. Williams grounded out to the second baseman, Vandenhoevel, to end the second. Most recently, drew a four-pitch walk and was picked off. A back pick from Stripling to Basurto with runners on first and second to end the fourth. The 1-2 misses up and out. No action in the bullpen for the Raptors. Just one right-hander up playing catch. Rodriguez has settled in nicely. Now working his third inning out of the pen tonight as the 2-2 is fouled back. His collegiate teammate at Siena, Arnaud Mulemekic. They both arrived yesterday together. Arnaud made the start tonight, going four innings, allowing one hit and not a run, but walked four and punched out three, throwing 70 pitches. Rodriguez has piggybacked off him as the first man out of the pen and could potentially be the only man out of the pen for Wisconsin Rapids this evening. Another close ball game here in game four of the season. 2-2 breaking ball fouled away. For Raptor games this year, both wins have been decided by just one run. 8-7 on opening day. 7-6 last night. It was 7-4 in their lone loss against Fond du Lac on Tuesday night here at the home opener at Witter Field. The next 2-2, swing and a miss. Williams chases outside. Rodriguez records another strikeout. That's how the first man is retired here in the top of the seventh. Grayson Schaefer, the BYU Cougar who took the plate appearance of Mason Onati. Although Tyler McClanahan was caught stealing to end the inning, Schaefer stays in the ballgame at the hot corner for the Raptors. First pitch to John Willie, the right-handed hitting third baseman, tries to lay a bunt down the third baseline, but it rolls foul. So Schaefer will lead off the bottom half of this seventh inning. He'll be followed by the top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel and Trotter Boston. Combined six hits between these two teams this evening, the 0-1. Golfed in the air right field. Jack Matthews battling the lights. That one's in and out of his glove. On first safely is Willie. It'll be the second error tonight for Wisconsin Rapids and the fourth between these two teams. A runner aboard with one down here in the top half of the seventh for Waterloo. It'll be Cooper Mills, the right-handed hitting shortstop, up for the third time today. Mills is 0 for 2, popped out to the first baseman Basurto in foul territory to begin his evening in the third. Lined out to Basurto over at first with one down in the fifth. It was the second hitter Rodriguez faced out of the pen tonight. First pitch, Mills showing bunt, puts it down on the left side of the infield. Backhanded by Rodriguez, in and out of the glove. The throw to first is not in time. Mills aboard. To second safely is Willie. The 8-9 spots in the Bucks order finding their way aboard, flipping the card back to the top with Evan Morrison. Runners on first and second and one out, and a 2-1 Raptors lead here in the top half of the seventh inning. Wait to see how that one scored. It went off the glove. Nonetheless, the left-handed hitting second baseman Morrison climbs in. First pitch to Morrison, hits this one in the air, left field, closing into the gap, Beauchesne sliding, he makes the grab. The throw to second to Vandenhoevel is in time. Jake Beauchesne in his Raptor debut. A fantastic play in the outfield, doubling up the Bucks on the base paths. That'll get the Raptors out of the inning and holding on to this one-run lead. 2-1 the score. We head to the bottom of the seventh. 9-1-2. Schaefer, Vandenhoevel, and Boston do it for Wisconsin Rapids. It's stretch time from Winterfield. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on your official home for Raptor Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
An exciting 7-4 inning-ending double play for the Raptors to get out of trouble in the top half of the seventh. They lead it 2-1 in the bottom half of the frame. Andy Ockham on your official home for Raptors baseball, WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio, back here at historic Winterfield for Game 3 of a four-game homestand. Bucks left-hander Isaiah Berkland's first pitch to the right-handed hitting third baseman Grayson Schaefer is there for a called strike. Mason Onati hit out of the ninth spot and played third for the Raptors to start today. Went 0 for 2, and now Schaefer gets a look here in the eighth. The 0-1, right down the chute, taken by Schaefer for a called strike two. Schaefer stepped into the box with two down in the seventh, but was left out to dry when Tyler McClanahan was caught stealing second to end the inning. The 0-2, Schaefer swats this one the other way. It's down for a base hit into right field. Grayson Schaefer, a leadoff single here in the home half of the eighth. Home half of the seventh, nonetheless, flipping the card back to the top of the order perfectly for Miles Vandenhoevel. Vandenhoevel has reached every time he has stepped into the batter's box tonight. A six-pitch walk in the first, a 10-plus pitch walk drawn in the third, most recently a two-out double in inning number five. The Eastern Arizona College product and native of Scottsdale has been very impressive out of the leadoff spot the four games to begin this season for Kirk Schreider's Raptors. Showing bunt is Vandenhoevel. He gets this one down the third baseline. It's a beautiful one. Out is the catcher Hudson. The throw to first. Not in time. The first baseman Heisen is off the bag. Vandenhoevel bunts his way aboard. We got action on the base paths for the Raptors with nobody out in a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the eighth. Schaefer to second, Trotter Boston, the left-handed hitting shortstop, a prime opportunity here with just a one-run lead. Field manager for the Bucks, Daryl Handelsman, is out of the dugout and wants to have a conversation with the first base umpire who made the call, Juan Rodriguez. He did get one call overturned tonight after the RBI single from Brennan Hudson. Hudson was originally called out at second, trying to take an extra bag behind the play. But after a long conference between tonight's crew, it was overturned. So Handelsman could be trying to work his magic once again. And we'll see what happens. The crew is meeting again for the conference to the left of the pitcher's mound. For just joining us, we went scoreless up until the top of the sixth inning here at Winterfield. That aforementioned Hudson RBI single in the top of the inning got the scoring started before a two-run opposite field shot for Raptor right fielder Jack Matthey. The second home run hit here at Winterfield this season and by a Raptor to give them their first lead of the night. The pitching for Wisconsin Rapids, one-run ball thrown by the Siena College arms of Arnon Mulemekic and Noah Rodriguez. How about this? After a conference, Daryl Handelsman is 2-for-2 tonight on getting calls overturned via a conference, and Kirk Schreider is not having it from this crew right now. So Vandenhoevel taking off the base paths on a sack bunt. It'll be called for the Raptors second baseman. The crew chief, Tom Purchase, who's calling balls and strikes tonight, it's a lengthy conversation with the fourth-year field manager of Wisconsin Rapids. Out on second will be Schaefer when this conference is done. Trotter Boston still has a runner out in scoring position. Raptor fans not thrilled with the crew overturning two big calls tonight. That base hit from Schaefer to begin the inning was the fifth hit tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. For the visiting Bucks, they have a run on three hits and two errors on the defensive end. For the Raptors, two errors on defense as well to go along with their five hits and their two runs scored. Boston's 0-for-3 tonight out of the two hole. Pair of 4-6-3 double plays. One of the twin killings being an inning ender back in the third. He most recently struck out swinging to end the fifth. Lefty-on-lefty battle here with Berkland. After Jacob Phillips, the starting right-hander for Waterloo, threw 90-plus pitches in 5-plus innings of work. First pitch to Boston, fouled off himself, ricochets out to the mound. Count will begin 0-1 on the Roswell, New Mexico native. Number 34, the right-hander warming up in the pen for Waterloo. That's Braden Cunningham, the 6'5 Navarro College product, sophomore from Argyle, Texas. So Daryl Handelsman could look to go righty-lefty-righty for his pitching staff here in the finale of this two-game series at Witter Field. Middle of the order awaiting after Boston with Max McGuire and Jack Mathey. Dangerous part for this Raptor order tonight. The 0-1 to Boston's a breaking ball in the outside corner, and it's called a strike. Nothing in two, our count now. In a minute since we've looked across the Northwoods League, we'll do that momentarily after the 0-2 pitch with one down here to Boston. The 0-2 on the outside corner, got him looking. It was a low delivery from Berkland. Raptor fans not thrilled, and Kirk Schreider out of the dugout again, barking at Tom Purchase. Boston down on strikes for the second time tonight. It's the second out of the inning for the designated hitter of your Raptors, Max McGuire. McGuire tonight has reached every time he has stepped into the batter's box. A pair of four-pitch walks met in the middle with a leadoff double in the fourth. And how about this? In a one-run ball game in the bottom of the seventh, the Waterloo coaching staff has agreed to intentionally walk Max McGuire. He's had quite the series against these Bucks, having a pair of extra base hits, including a grand slam yesterday. They don't want to bother dealing with him now. Instead, they'd rather send up the man who hit a two-run homer in his last trip into the box, Jack Mathey. Daryl Handelsman will make his walk out to the mound now in motion to the bullpen. A pitching change, Braden Cunningham will enter to face Mathey here in just a couple of minutes. Runners on first and second, two outs in the bottom of the seventh. 2-1 our score from Witter Field. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Your official home for Raptors baseball is right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Call to the bullpen for the Waterloo Bucks with two on and two out. 2-1 Raptor lead in the bottom of the seventh inning from beautiful, historic Witterfield. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here on WFHR. Jack Matthey will do battle against Cunningham, the 6'5 sophomore from Navarro College. He threw back on Tuesday, the 28th, against Wilmer, and then 11-5 loss, an inning thrown, two hits, two runs allowed, two walks, and three strikeouts. Matthey tonight responsible for the two runs plated for the Raptors. In his last at-bat, a two-run jack with nobody out, Mark McGuire's son Max on first in that sixth inning. Matthey also singled the first hit of the night for the Raptors back in the first, walked on five pitches in the fourth. Schaefer's on second after a leadoff single. McGuire, an intentional walk, stands on first. First pitch from Cunningham to Matthey. After a long pause, here it comes. That fastball misses high for ball one. An intentional base on balls issued to McGuire in just his second game as a Raptor. That's how much fear he's imposed here on this Waterloo pitching staff. Sophomore delivers the 1-0. Matthey swings right through that fastball to even up the count at 1-1. As mentioned, Cunningham, a tall drink of water at 6'5", and a native of Argyle, Texas. 1-1 the count with two down. Basurto on deck. Beauchesne to follow. Beauchesne, a fantastic web gem to end the top half of this inning, turning a 7-4 inning-ending double play. Matthey swings through that 1-1 delivery from the right-hander. Count moves 1-2. 88 on that fastball from Cunningham. Two outs. Nobody holding on the base runners. The payoff pitch from Cunningham with two on the pitch clock. Swing and a miss. Big strikeout for Cunningham, getting out of trouble. Raptors scoreless in the seventh with a couple on the base paths. We head to the eighth here at historic Witterfield. 2-1 the score in favor of your Raptors. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on your official home for the Raptors. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Raptor baseball back here in the top of the eighth on your official home for Raptor baseball with your voice of the Wisconsin.